The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Please welcome your CEO coach. WebmasterRadio.fm presents a show custom built to give you everything you need to build your business on the web. From funding to finances, setup to staffing, the CEO Coach will break down the art of business development from the ground up by one of the experts of online business growth, management, and development. Now, here to get you started is your CEO Coach, Jillian Musig.
And good morning, everyone around the world. This is Jillian Musig, CEO Coach with Nina Price.
Good morning, Jillian.
Today, we're going to talk about 7 seconds or less. Many technologists excel in that 5 to 20 minute or longer explanation of what their exciting new technology is all about, why you might want it, and what it can do, and so on. It's a lot of feature and application-oriented discussion. But after the 25 hours are over, the question is, what's in it for me? And the world wants to know that in 4 to 10 seconds. So, Nina, do you run into that a lot, or did you, especially when you were working in the high-tech larger firms?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. So you actually worked in marketing, and I think it was your job essentially to boil that down, wasn't it?
Absolutely. People want things simple. People want to be able to get it as fast as possible.
Okay, so tech entrepreneurs, this is your broadcast. We're going to talk about a couple of things that help you create and formulate your 7 seconds. So we're going to do it with a little bit of generic background, a couple of examples right in the middle here. I'm going to be interviewing Jamie Stephen, who is now working with SEOmoz. We're launching something monstrous that goes towards our BHAG, that big, hoary, audacious goal, and we'll be launching something this week on Wednesday. He's going to talk about how he took the complexities of what we offer at SEOmoz and boiled that down so that the world would understand it, and possibly about how he addresses different audiences as he does that work. And then in the third segment, Nina and I are going to wrap this up and show you how to do that for services, kind of like what Nina does, and how to put that together for your own company.
So Jillian, what's BHAG? That's a new one for me.
It's an acronym for Big, Hoary, Audacious Goal. And you can actually take a look at Wikipedia. It'll tell you all about it. It's a business concept. It was proposed by James Collins and Jerry Porras in 1996. It was part of an article called Building Your Company's Vision. And a BHAG essentially is this extraordinary goal that is really difficult to achieve and possibly even impossible. So kind of a little like tilting at windmills, perhaps, but it keeps your rudder in the water. I keep talking about that concept of rudder in the water, the things which you do not change. There are things like tenets, which we call our tag fee tenets, and I talked about that a little bit a few sessions ago, and we can cover a bit of that right now. Those are the ethics, the morals by which you run your company and perhaps your life as well. Hopefully they are congruent, and I'm a strong proponent of bringing your personal values to the corporate business place. Once you've done that, you also look at this goal. So the goal, tempered by your tenets, is what you put in the water every single day and say, okay, that's it, that's our rudder, and that's the direction we're going in. Everything you create, every design you put together, every package of services, every service you offer, or every product you offer, follows the path toward achieving that goal according to your tenets of doing business.
Okay, that's pretty big. So I looked it up on Wikipedia, and there's some pretty big ones there. I mean, Amazon says every book ever printed in any language, all available in less than 60 seconds. Those are big.
Yeah, that's a big goal. Yeah. Here
Google
at SEOmoz, actually, I'm sorry?
Google says organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. So what's SEOmoz's BHAG?
Ours is to democratize the spread of ideas on the web. It's huge. To democratize it means it to make it accessible to everyone, which meant making search engine optimization, which in technicality means enabling the things you write and the pictures you put up and the websites you create to be found and indexed by search engines like Google, right? To make that available to everyone, even if you're not a technologist.
All right.
So let's take a quick look. We know what BHAG is all about, right? For the tenets, let's take a quick look again at the SEO Moz tenets. You can just find that on our website, too. And if you just put in the word tag fee, T-A-G-F-E-E, that's what we believe in. So we temper our BHAG, our big, hoary, audacious goal, which is to democratize the spread of ideas on the web, right, with the idea that there are certain principles, guiding principles, by which we run our company. All right, the T stands for transparent, the A for authentic. And basically that means, am I being as open and honest as possible without causing harm to anyone? And am I accurately representing my opinions and my values? And we've got all kinds of things around it and some examples and so on and so forth. The third piece is G, generous. Am I being as helpful as I can, and am I giving back to the community? F is for fun. Are we celebrating strengths? Are we having fun yet? You know, we think that's an important part of wanting to be in business, not just for ourselves, but for our team and all of those who join us in this group. We don't feel that we're just a company, but rather a community. And that's why we produce the blog. We have Whiteboard Fridays. We have a seminar twice a year, all kinds of things that we give back to the community. And of course, we send our staff out as well as ourselves to speak at conferences all over the world at some serious expense to the company itself. The fifth one actually is E, empathetic. Am I being respectful and the thoughts and feelings of others? Can I proudly stand behind my work and my statements? In other words, really a golden rule. Are we treating others like we want to be treated? And empathy is not the same as sympathy.
We'll take a break.
Stay tuned. More on how to build your business on the web with the CEO Coach right after this.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up empiremedia.com, empyremedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Hi, this is Joel Tom. I want to take a moment to tell you about a revolutionary new theme for WordPress that's going to change the way you make websites. It's called the Socrates theme, and it is the number one WordPress product on ClickBank. You can see it in action right now at SocratesTheme.com. The Socrates theme has a ton of options for customizing your site, but what really makes it stand out is the ability to monetize your site instantly just by entering your ClickBank or AdSense IDs right inside the theme. That's right, there's no plugins needed. Go check it out now at SocratesTheme.com.
Search engine marketing formulated for Web 2.0.
SEM Synergy, live broadcast Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're back with Jillian Musig, the CEO Coach, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. I'm sorry for the interruption there, folks. Hopefully, our system will hold better for the next segment. I'm here with Jamie Stephen, who is now with SEO Moz. We're pretty excited to have him. Welcome, Jamie.
Hello. Nice to hear everyone.
Tell me, tell the audience a little bit about where you came from and why you decided to take on SEO Moz and what you do in terms of marketing here.
Sure. So I currently serve as the VP of marketing for SEO Moz. This is actually my third week at the company. Prior to SEO Moz, I've worked in subscription services businesses for the last 8 years, both in business-to-consumer and business-to-business marketing, including companies like Speakeasy, which is a broadband services company, DocuSign, which is a digital signature company, and the consumer music company, Rhapsody. And prior to that, I spent a lot of time in the marketing of at Microsoft.
Okay. So you've had a lot of experience of taking these technology ideas and boiling them down to that famous 7 seconds, and it's actually, I think, more like 4 these days. Isn't that right?
It is. And I think it's really important because one of the main places that you're putting this message is on a website, in a banner, in a search advertisement, and it's really important because you generally only have about 1 second of their attention. So this is one of those things where if someone comes to your website, this message has to be kind of the first thing they see, aside from seeing your logo, is seeing this core message. So it's got to be very easy to read, very easy to scan, very easy to understand.
Okay, so now we used to have 7 seconds, or maybe it was 11 going up an elevator. Elevators got faster, and then fewer people started listening to you in elevators. Now we just get to work, and sadly, we now are down to 1 second on the internet and a click away. So that's pretty intense in terms of what you have to accomplish. So let's talk a little bit about what SEO Moz is about to launch. Give us that kind of long-winded thing that started in your mind as you said, okay, I've got to wrap my mind around what I've got, and then explain a little bit about, well, first of all, what it became in just a few seconds and how you got from stage one to stage two.
So starting with, you know, where we started, we have been working on a new application, a web application, online software to manage SEO for your business, either as a in-house marketer or an in-house marketing team, or as a consultant, an online marketing consultant, an SEO consultant. We wanted to develop an application that allowed them to manage a campaign for their search engine optimization. So this includes things like site optimization, how you're targeting the keywords on your site. Is your site crawlable and accessible to the search engines? All of these things are very important to ensure that the search engines can see your site, that you're targeting the right keywords, that those keywords are present on the site. We look at things like who's linking to you and how important are they. For those of you who have some familiarity with SEO, that's a kind of a key component is who's linking to you and how important are they. All of that kind of gets thrown into an algorithm on the search engines that enables them to kind of rank you for certain keywords. So in our business, if someone searches for SEO tools or learn SEO, we want to rank internally, SEO Moz does, for those keywords. So we want to develop an application that effectively enabled some of those core activities that we had to do on a weekly basis as consultants or as in-house marketers of kind of making sure our site was crawlable and all these activities that take hours and hours and hours of our time. We wanted to automate that. So we've developed an application that does that.
I was going to say, so that's a huge amount of stuff. That must have been about 3 or 4 minutes, right? That's huge, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's gone out of the elevator and so on. How did you boil down all of these things that are, I guess, application descriptions, benefits, technology aspects, all of that stuff? And then you boil it down for somebody who kind of doesn't know what the heck you're talking about and say, one, you need it, two, you want it, and three, we're the guys who can give it to you.
I think the first thing, the first exercise I would highly recommend is to just quickly throw out a few ideas. In fact, just prior to joining this call, we were actually working on this exact thing. We were trying to distill our core message down into something that's less than 7 seconds, less than 4 seconds.
Okay.
And so what we came up with very quickly, and this is, like I said, a great exercise to kind of just get your first idea out and then refine it. We came up with the world's first SEO management application for less than $100 a month.
Okay, again, the world's first SEO application for less than $100 a month. So you've got a price point in there. You've got a first to market in there, which would mean kind of also you're the only one. If we're the first one, we're the only one for the moment, because we're just launching it. But that doesn't hold for very long. And then the third piece is it's an SEO application. So that really says only two words about what we're talking about. If you talk to a different audience, somebody who is not a group of technologists, as our listeners are, how would you describe this SEO application? What would you say instead? Would it get a little bit longer?
Yeah, I think there's two ways we could potentially modify this. One would be to kind of add an adjective that modifies what I mentioned earlier, the SEO management application. So maybe we would say the world's first comprehensive SEO management application for less than $100 a month. One other thing we might do is look at the audience that we're speaking to. I think there's a lot of professional marketers that know SEO and know the acronym. There's going to be other people who are just starting out, just trying to build their presence on the web, online, that aren't necessarily going to be completely familiar with the acronym SEO. This is where we might consider tailoring the message for a different audience, where we might say something like organic marketing. That's where we might say the world's first organic marketing management application for less than $100 a month.
Okay, that makes more sense. So, again, understanding how you boil it down from all the benefits, features, applications to business, and so on, into just a few seconds is to seriously understand what's the WIFM. What's in it for me? And dependent on who your audience is, you can approach them and say, you can get something, you can get it for this much, and you can accomplish it in somehow by engaging with us.
Yep.
Okay. So again, when we come back then, Nina and I are going to discuss some more of the generic process of putting this together for services as well as technology products for CEOs who are listening in here at webmasterradio.fm.
Stay tuned. More on how to build your business on the web with the CEO Coach right after this.
Hey, Joel Kalm here, and I want you to hear something. That's my ka-ching button, and it's the universal sound of success. Sounds good, doesn't it? How would you like to hear that ka-ching sound all the time? In my new book, Ka-ching, How to Run an Online Business That Pays and Pays, I lay out a strategy and a plan for you to create your own online success. Get your copy today at kachingbook.com, and I'll give you a ka-ching button for free. All the details are there at kachingbook.com. That's kachingbook.com.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCredit.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
The WordPress Community Podcast. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're back with Jelly and Musig, the CEO Coach, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hi, and welcome back. Nina, are you with us?
Absolutely.
Excellent. So while we were on a commercial break here, I was talking with Jamie one more time. And he tells me that he has boiled down what his product is that we're going to launch here, by the way, in beta on Wednesday morning Pacific time. So all of our pro members will get it first, and everybody will see it on the blog, of course, and can become a pro member and go play with it and so on and so forth. And I'll get off my soapbox. But he has boiled this down to powerful, affordable SEO software to help search engines and customers find you. And this tagline is search engine software simplified. So I think we've done pretty well. We're glad that we've got Jamie Stephen as our VP of marketing over here at SEO Moz. It is a very complex subject. And in some ways, while we have a product, because it is a SaaS-delivered subscription service, it is also a service. Notice that is the description of it, SaaS-delivered subscription service. So, Nina, let's talk a little bit about how you manage a completely service-oriented business in which you do consulting, and I believe many of our listeners do consulting. You create consulting packages. We kind of talked about that, and we'll be broadcasting that session next week. But we also have this process of having to boil it down. Give me the long-winded description of everything you do, and then give me how you boil it down.
Okay. So most of our listeners know that I'm a health professional at this point, although I'm a former high-tech professional. And I help people over 40 take better care of themselves. I do that with coaching, wellness coaching, and I do that with treatments, whether it's acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine or massage therapy.
Okay, but so some of what you do is also essentially job consulting, if you will. It isn't job training. It isn't quite making the resumes, but it's somehow helping people understand what they might want to do for their next phase of professional life, right?
That's right. So you could say it's career coaching. It's about, you know, who and what and what's in it for them. Isn't it?
Okay.
Just like,
okay,
you know, powerful, affordable SEO software to help search engines and customers find you. Search engine software simplified. Pretty simple. Okay. So what I do is about helping people over 40 take care of and enjoy their new midlife bodies.
Okay, how does that embrace the professional end of it, which I think is such a critical component to the kind of work you do? I can go to acupuncturists, massage therapists, who knows what, anywhere, any who, and they're all kind of, gently interested in the rest of my life and maybe refer a few vitamins or something like that. But that's not what you do. What I find when I work with you, for example, it's this integrally entwined process of understanding what do you want to do professionally, and then, of course, having this physical body that can support it, because in the end, you know, if you beat it up for the first 50 years, well, heck, you better start taking care of it for the next 50 or you're not going to make it.
Exactly.
I understand that melding.
Exactly.
So how do you meld in that bit about the professional process, understanding how to be the best CEO you can be, how to kind of step back from your day-to-day stuff and live what I would call that reflected life?
Good feedback. Well, so it's really looking at the whole person. So maybe what I should say is looking at the whole person.
That's probably a little closer.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you said that you help folks understand and achieve their next stage of life, right? That would make more sense somehow. Because I do think you work with some folks who are a little younger perhaps than 40, although that's kind of a good benchmark. It's a good round number that says, gee, you've achieved something in life already. Now you're going to do something new. That would be a good one. But the second thing is you also deal with that change in professional and perhaps even personal life segments. We used to, I think, grow up, get married, go to school, get married, have families, one career, you retire at 65 with a watch and be dead at 68. The reason things like Social Security are going bust is we have five careers now. People are living to 80, 90, 100, 105, and we need to determine how I think we're going to manage those balance years, starting somewhere around, I don't know, 25 or 30, we've had our first career. Now we're going to have a second one. By 40, we've had 2 to 3. By 50, another one. It goes on and on. And redefining how we want to spend, say, approximately the next decade is pretty exciting. And sometimes I think that also means, judging from our stats, that we're changing partners as well as our companies.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So I think what we'll do is wrap up for this week. It's been a little bit rough technologically speaking. Let's hope that things like Skype and internet access and so on can pull itself together for the next session. And when we come back next session, Nina, I'll tell you what, I'll work on your 7 seconds with you, and you tell me what I'm going to do with the next decade. How's that? We'll let our listeners know.
There we go. And I'm curious about your big announcement. Will you tell us just another tidbit?
Absolutely. What we are launching is the first beta platform in which you can manage an entire search engine optimization campaign, or many campaigns. It'll go from one person who owns some kind of a business that has some kind of presence on the web, all the way up into enterprise size projects or agencies with numbers of projects, maybe even in the hundreds. It will manage the entire campaign from start to finish, giving you historical data, giving you week over week, day over day, all kinds of things. So we're very excited because it, again, simplifies this very complex process of marketing yourself on the web, enabling search engines to find you, and most important, of course, customers find you and then conclude a purchase with you. So for us, this is a major shift from working just with SEOs to working with the entire world of entrepreneurs, anybody who has a website.
Wow. So it's really for everybody. That's so exciting.
That's right. It is. It is. It's very exciting for us because, remember, moving toward our BHAG, which is that big, hoary, audacious goal, our BHAG is to democratize the spread of ideas on the web. That means any idea, any company, any little business, whatever it is, whether for profit or not, you have to get onto the web and into the indexes for the rest of the world to find you. So we're pretty excited here, and we'll be real busy all week. But everybody who wants to take a look at it can check it out online on Wednesday morning. Then back to what we do here at CEO Coach. Next week on Monday, we'll be back again. Nina, will you be with us next Monday? Or I think you're on the road.
You are on the road.
Okay. So when you return from the road, be looking forward to what your new experiences are. I know that you're there for continuing education for your own profession. So thank you, everybody. This has been an interesting session at Webmaster Radio CEO Coach. You can get podcasts of this show at webmasterradio.fm. Look for CEO Coach. Also through iTunes. And you can reach Nina at
NinaPrice.com.
Okay, so it's Nina at NinaPrice.com or myself, Jillian at SEOMoz.org. Thank you very much. Have a great week.